It is a great privilege to be at the New Hope Chinese service today.
Yeah, 这是我的荣幸, 今天能够在北区华人教会来证道。
I was at the church in September in the English speaking church.
我9月份的时候，我来到这里是在英文堂敬拜。
And I think I passed the exam, so they gave me the privilege to be at the Chinese church.
显然我通过了那一次，所以今天我再次来到大家的中间。
Praise God.
非常感恩。
A week ago, I was in Egypt.
在一个礼拜前，我在埃及。
And God is moving around the world.
我们就看到神鼓动所有的人在世界上面各处奔跑。
As you know, there is much transition that is going on in the Arab world.
大家都知道，在阿拉伯的世界，很多人都到处的在换位置。
And because of what is happening in Syria and Iraq, there are many Muslims that are questioning their faith.
特别是在伊拉克以及叙利亚最近动乱的时候，很多人在寻求他们的信仰。
But praise God, they are finding life in Jesus.
感谢主，很多人因此而得到了耶稣基督。
So praise God for that.
我们真的是向主献上我们的感恩。
And many things are happening in the Chinese world as well.
同样的事情也发生在华人的世界。
According to my calendar, we are in 2020.
在我的日历上面写的今年是2020年。
The second month of 2020.
而且是第二个月的2020。
And this is a very important decade for my life.
这是非常重要的时刻在我的生命当中。
My 55 to 65.
我从我55岁要进入65岁。
This is the decade that God is supposed to do something in my life.
这个十年当时神要在我生命上一行他的大作为。
So I'm coming with you today with a lot of energy in my heart.
所以我今天带着很多的这个能量来到大家的中间。
The name of the message today is spiritual momentum.
今天的信息的题目是属灵的冲击。
So let me begin with some questions.
让我先开始问大家一些问题。
What are you most thankful for right now for what you see God doing in your life?
你现在最感恩的是神在你身上做了什么工作。
Second question.
第二个问题。
What are some areas of your life that you see God working in?
在你的生命哪些地方你看到神在动工中。
And I want us to take 2 or 3 minutes right now
我现在请大家花2-3分钟的时间
for you to discuss those questions among yourself.
在你们中间彼此的来回答这个问题。
So dialogue with one another.
你跟旁边周围的人互相的分享。
Two questions.
这两个问题。
What do you see God doing?
你看到神在你生命中做了什么事情?
And then what are the areas of your life?
你在什么地方发生了这样的事情?
So in my life, David, the last 7 years have been the most challenging years of my life. I was a senior pastor and a large church, a mega church in Memphis, and left there and went to Africa.
7 years ago.
And God is doing great things in Africa, but I miss the local church as well. So there's this tension between pastoring and tension between being a missionary. And I'm starting to get some peace in that. God is, I like the fact that God has given me peace in that.
Great.
Yeah. So,
thank you for sharing.
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah. Basically, I'm about the age to retire. I'm at the crossroad as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I probably just opposite you. After I've been retired, I probably will go to the missionary field.
Is that right?
Hopefully. We will see.
Praise God.
So, we will see.
Back to China, maybe?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We are looking.
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege today.
亲爱天父，我们为今天有这样的荣幸时刻向你献上感恩。
God, we would ask that you would go after our hearts today.
我求你真的开我们的心。
God, we ask that you would win our hearts again.
我们希望你赢得我们的心。
In your mighty name, we pray.
用奉你的大名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Turning your Bibles to Judges chapter 2.
请大家打开圣经，翻到士师记第二章。
We're going to be looking at verses 10, 11, 12.
我们会看第十节、十一节，一直到十三节。
The book of Judges comes after the most positive book in all of the Old Testament, the book of Joshua.
在旧约圣经里面，这个士师记是紧接在约书亚记之后。
And we know that in the book of Joshua, God's people are accomplishing many things.
在约书亚记，我们看到神的百姓，他们完成了很多的事情。
Jericho, the walls come down in Jericho without them lifting one instrument of battle.
Yeah, 我们看到耶利哥城倒塌不需要任何的兵力。
It came down through the power of prayer.
它就是按着圣灵的大能让它倒塌。
We hear about Joshua praying that the day would be extended.
我们看到约书亚记向神祷告说天日头停止。
And for the people of God, Joshua was one of the most amazing books in the Old Testament.
从神的百姓来讲，约书亚是神最令人兴奋的、震惊的百姓。
But here's what we know about faith.
但是现在我们要思想我们自己的信心。
It is not automatic that the next generation will inherit the faith of this generation.
不是说我们主动、自动的可以传递给下一代的。
So we are going from one of the most positive books.
所以我们从非常正面、积极的一本书。
To one of the most negative books in all of the Old Testament.
到了非常负面的、最负面的一卷书。
Chapter 2, verses 10 through 13.
在四世纪的第二章十到十三节。
I'm going to read it in English.
牧师Pastor Frey 会念这个英文。
I'm going to read the entirety in English, and then my brother will read it all in Mandarin.
他会念英文，我会念中文。
After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers.Another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the people around them. They provoked the Lord to anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Ashtoreths.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖。后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四围列国的神，惹耶和华发怒，并离弃耶和华去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录。
How did that happen?
令人震惊，到底发生了什么事情？
We're not just dealing with verses of the Bible, we're dealing with people's lives.
我们不只是看经文，我们是思想到人的生命。
What happened?
什么事情到底发生了什么事？
The mighty men of Israel.
这么大能的以色列的勇士
，They did great things.
他们做了这么伟大的事。
But the generation that came after them.
但是他们的下一代。
Two things.
两件事情。
They knew neither God.
他们离开了神。
Nor what He had done for Israel.
他也忘记了耶和华为他们所行的事。
This is Missional Sunday at New Hope Christian.
今天是我们的宣教主日。
And I have been asked to preach on missions.
我被要求来宣讲宣教的信息。
And the most strategic mission field is in our families.
其实最重要的宣教的工厂就是在我们的家里。
Because if we do not reach our families,
如果我们不去在我们家里行去传扬，
our very families will become a mission field.
那我们的家其实是我们最重要的宣教工厂。
That is true for me.
这是对我来讲是很重要的。
And it is true for you.
我相信这也对你们是真实的事情。
Our families are the primary mission field.
我们的家庭一定是我们最重要的宣教工厂。
So look at this passage.
我们看看这段经文。
Three ideas.
三件事情。
In English, they all begin with the same letter.
在英文，三个都是同一个字开头。
The generation lost their convictions.
这下一代，他们失去了他们的信仰。
Which affected their choices,
影响了他们的选择。
Which affected their consequences,
结果带来了不同的改变。结果
what we believe,
我们所相信的
leads to the choices we make,
成为带领我们的信仰选择。
Which leads to our consequences,
而产生了不同的结果。
And when you lose your faith,
当你失去了你的信仰
it's not as if you no longer believe.
不只是你不再相信。
When you lose your faith,
当你失去了信仰
you will believe in something different.
你就会相信其他不同的事情。
We are made to be worshiping creatures.
我们是被创造要来敬拜神的。
So when we quit worshiping God,
当我们停止去敬拜神的话
we will worship something else.
我们就会去敬拜别的东西。
And this is very important for a Chinese community in the United States.
这对华人的社区是非常重要的。
United States is an amazing place.
美国是一个非常好的一个让人惊讶的社会。
But there are also some strange gods in America.
但是仍然有很多这个奇异怪异的神。
Very attractive gods.
很吸引人的这些偶像。
Whatever god is behind that is the American dream.
这个在我这个皮夹后面那个神是吸引很多人的。
And you have seen it.In the Chinese diaspora,
你也看到很多在华人散居的这个各地，你都看到这样的事情。
Many Christians come from overseas.
很多信徒从世界各地来到这里。
And this becomes their god.
这个金钱成为他们的偶像。
And when that happens, they lose this.
当他们以追求那个的时候，就会忘记了圣经的教导。
And when they lose this,
当他们失去了圣经的教导，
they lose this.
他们就失去了他们的信心。
And when they lose this,
当他们失去信心。
They lose their families.
他们就是没有这个篱笆来保护他们。
Are you hearing me today?
你们是否听到了这样的信息呢？
Are we speaking to all of us today?
我是否在对大家的心来讲话？
Let me tell you why this matters to me.
我让他知道为什么这个对我是这么的重要。
I've got three daughters.
因为我有三个女儿。
23.
23岁。
19.
19岁。
And 16.
16岁。
And it is my passion that my girls will walk with the Lord.
这是我的热情，就是要让我的三个女儿都走在神的道路上。
I don't want them to have a church faith.
我不要他们只是有教会的信仰。
I want their hearts to burn for God.
我希望他们信心为主来燃烧。
Because a vibrant faith,
因为这个活泼的信心
will lead to vibrant choices.
会带领活泼的盼望
which will lead to consequences that please Him.
会带来好的结果。
Amen.
大家是否同意？
So how does that happen?
那这样如何发生呢？
Turn with me to the book of Leviticus.
我们可以翻到利未记。
Leviticus chapter 6.
前面的利未记，利未记第六章。
Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章。
And if you are a parent here today,
如果你是父母的话，
or if you are a grandparent that is here today,
或者你是祖父母。
The Holy Spirit might already be talking to you today.
我相信圣灵已经在对你的心说话。
He might already be mentioning to you, what is the character of your home?
他已经在提醒你什么是你家庭的这个特征。
Is your home a place that your children will become infected with God because you're infected with God?
你的家庭是否能够带领你的家人来跟随主？就像带领你一样。
Or is your home a home
that
is infected with this?
或者你的家只是被金钱所影响。
Because this will affect your life.
因为这个也会影响到你的生命。
So I want to look at ways in which we can build homes that have vibrant faith.
所以我们要来一起来思想怎么样在你的家庭里有这个活泼的信心。
Leviticus chapter 6.
利未记第六章。
Verses 12 and 13.
十二节到十三节。
I will read in English.
牧师会念英文。
And I want you to listen for things that are repeated.
我们会思想一些重复的字句。
One of the ways of Bible study methods.
有一个学习圣经的方法。
Is we listen for what God repeats.
我们就来聆听为什么神要重复这些字。
Because what He repeats is important.
因为他所重复的是重要的字词。
The context of these verses.
在这个上下文的内容。
Old Testament worship.
是讲到旧约的敬拜
，Old Testament sacrifice，
旧约的奉献。
Here's the verses，
这是经文。
The fire on the altar must be kept burning; it must not go out. Every morning, the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously; it must not go out.
坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要每日早晨在上面烧柴，并且把燔祭撒在摆在坛上，在其上烧平安祭牲的脂油，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。
Three ideas this morning.
有三个关于祭坛之火的真理。
On turning our homes into missional communities.
这如何把我们的家庭变成宣教的工厂？
The first one in this passage.
第一个在这个经文里面所提到的。
The fire on the altar must never go out.
坛上的火必须常常烧着，不可以熄灭。
When we see fire in the Bible,
当你看到火在圣经里面的时候，
fire is a reminder of God's presence and God's power.
火不但代表着神的同在，也代表着神的能力。
When the Israelites were traveling,
当以色列在旷野漂流的时候，
there was a cloud by day and a fire by night.
白天有云柱，晚上有火柱。
What did the fire represent?
这个火代表着什么呢？
The presence and power of God.
就是代表神大能的彰显。
So as it relates to our home,
所以这就是彰显着我们的在家里面。
The presence and power of God must not go out in our homes.
在我们的家里，神的同在跟大能是不可以熄灭的。
Praise God.
我们感谢主。
Our home should be a place where the presence and power of God always exists.
我们的家必须有神的同在，永远有神的同在。
Second thing in this passage.
在这个经文第二个所彰显的，
It is the responsibility of the priest to keep the fire going.
让火常常烧着是祭司的责任。
So my wife is Anne. She will be in the second service.
我的太太叫 Anne， 她会加入我们的英文的敬拜。
We have been married 26 years.
我们已经结婚26年了。
And according to the New Testament,
根据新约，
every believer is a priest.
每一个信徒都应该是祭司。
We represent God to man, and then we also represent man to God.
我们代表神对人，我们也代表人对神。
Said another way,
从另外一个讲法。
In our home,
在我们的家里，
my three daughters,
我三个女儿，
will come to know God,
她们能够认识神，
through a mother and a father that worship God.
是经过父母对神的敬拜。
That is our responsibility.
这是我们父母的责任。
Yes, we are to provide.
是的，我们需要供应他们物质上的需要。
But we are also to provide spiritually.
但是我们也必须提供他们属灵上的需要。
Now it's interesting the way children learn.
我们很让人感兴趣的就是孩子怎么去学习。
They learn with their ears.
他们是用耳朵聆听来学习。
But they also learn with their eyes.
但是他们用眼睛来看着来学习。
So our children are constantly listening to the message that we're saying.
所以我们的儿女他们经常聆听我们在说什么。
But they're also watching with their eyes.
但是他们也用他们眼睛来看我们做什么。
I'm a pastor.
我是牧师。
So my children have heard many, many things about God.
所以我的女儿经常听到我很多神的信息。
They've heard of the love of God.
他们听到很多讲神的话。
They've heard of the forgiveness of God.
他们也听到很多赦免神赦免我们的话。
But my kids are watching to see in my life where that is.
但是更重要的是，我的儿女他看我实际的行为。
I love football.
我喜欢美式足球。
I played football at Tomball High School.
我在高中的时候我是。打这个美式足球的。
And then I went to college and I played football.
我甚至于在大学我继续打美式足球。
And we have a television.
我们有一个电视机。
That in the fall, our television station is dialed into football.
我们家的电台都是播放着这个美式足球。
And my girls watch their father yell at the TV screen.
我的女儿看到她的父亲。
Well, what is going on?
对着这个。电视机狂吼，到底什么事情发生了？
They see the passion in my life.
他们看到我的热情。
For football.
对，足球，美式足球。
And they are also watching.
他们也同时在观察。
Does dad have the same passion for God?
神，父亲是不是有同样的这个热情对着神？
It's not just what you say.
不只是我们嘴巴所说的。
That our children pick up on.
我们儿女来学习。
They are also watching.
他们也同样用眼睛来看。
Because as they watch,
因为从他们的观察当中，
they begin to model the very thing that we're doing.
他们会开始来效法我们的行为。
Every home has a thermostat.
每一个家庭都有一个温度计。
It controls the temperature of the house.
他们可以调整家庭的温度。
Listen to me today.
请听我的话。
The priest in our home controls the spiritual thermostat.
请大家注意，家里的祭司是来决定这个温度计。
If your home has a high spiritual thermostat,
如果你的家庭有很高度的这个属灵的成分在里面，
Your family is reading the scriptures.
那你的家庭就会一起来读圣经。
Your family is talking about the scriptures.
你们的家庭就会来谈这个圣经。
When you sit around the table in your house,
当你坐在一起的时候，
it's not just about food.
不是只是食物而已。
It's about spirituality.
是关于你属灵的生命。
Are you talking about the things of God?
你是不是有谈神的事情？
Remember,
记得
convictions,
我们的坚定的信仰
choices,
带来我们的行为选择
consequences,
然后带来我们的最后的结果。
Where do those convictions come from?
大家知道我们的信念从哪里来的？
Here?
不是从皮甲，
or here?
还是从圣经呢？
God says,
神告诉我们
that if we want to see our homes become places where God and vibrant faith exist, it's going to make a difference in us as the priests.
所以圣经里面告诉我们，我们要在家里有这样活泼的信心，要从我们开始。
So number one,
所以第一点，
the fire must not go out.
火不能熄灭。
Number two,
第二，
we as the priest are responsible for that fire.
我们是祭司，我们有责任 keep 这个火。让这个火继续燃烧。
But it's very interesting here. Number three.
但第三点，
the priest does three things.
祭司做三件事情。
He adds firewood.
他加柴。
They arrange the burnt offering.
他们把这个祭物放在坛上。
And lastly, they burn the fat of the offering.
然后他们把这个祭牲的脂油烧着。
So what that means is that the way in which your home is arranged will determine the fire that comes off of that.
所以这也提醒我们，我们怎么样安排我们的家庭的生活，也影响到我们属灵的生命。
So I was a pastor and I work with pastors.
所以我是因为我是牧师，所以我有跟其他牧师一起工作。
I work with pastors in Africa.
我特别在非洲那边跟那边的当地的牧师一起合作。
And we pastors, we're an interesting group of people.
你要知道，牧师是一个非常让人感兴趣的一群人。
We like information.
我们喜欢各样的资讯。
We love information.
我们喜欢资讯。
And we like to tell people information.
我们也喜欢把这样资讯告诉大家。
Amen?
大家同意吗？
The problem is in our homes.
问题是在我们家里。
Our children have already heard us on Sunday.
他们已经在礼拜天听过了。
They are tired of listening to us.
他们已经很厌烦再听，继续听下去了。
So when many pastors go to their homes, what do they do?
所以牧师在家里他能做什么呢？
They preach.
他们继续的宣讲神的话语吗？
And what do their children do with their ears?
他们的孩子就把耳朵关起来了。
I've heard that.
我听过这些。
I've heard that.
常常听到。
So what we're training pastors to do?
所以我训练牧师怎么去做呢？
When you go to your homes,
当你在家里面。
Don't come and preach to your children.
不要继续再证道了。
You are going to run them away from you.
你只是把他们推离神。
Learn to ask questions.
开始学习怎么去问他们问题。
Would you read the passage today?
你是否读了今天的经文呢？
What did you hear in the passage?
你听到这个经文在对你说什么呢？
Was there anything that was surprising to you?
是否对你有很多惊讶呢？
Was there anything that touched your heart?
是否这个经文有让你触摸到你的心呢？
Let me ask you.
让我问问大家。
What is God saying to us?
神在这里对我们说什么？
Do you see the power of questions?
你们看到这些问题的能力吗？
So instead of always teaching,
不是说只是不停的说教。
A question is surfacing in our children's life, their heart.
很多问题其实在我们的兴起在我们的儿女的当中。
Christianity is a heart religion.
这个我们基督教的信仰其实是一个新的信仰。
And if we're going to reach our children's hearts,
我们必须要接触到儿女的心。
Questions are the ways to reach their hearts.
只有用问题才能够激起，才能够感动他们的心。
My wife,
我的太太，
she is such a good disciple maker.
她是非常会建立门徒的。
She is very gifted.
她是非常有恩赐的。
In talking to our daughters,
特别是在对我的三个女儿。
Because as she talks to them,
当她跟他们谈话的时候，
they share their hearts.
他们可以一起跟她分享她心。
And it is powerful. It's powerful.
是非常大能，非常有能力的。
So parents, I want to say this to you today.
所以父母们，我今天要对你们这样说。
You have the freedom in your home.
你有时间在你的家里。
To arrange what you do.
去重新的安排你所做的事情。
In ways that will add fire to your children's lives.
可以把这样的火放在你儿女的心中。
Be creative.
真的要有充满的这个创造力。
Ask them for ideas.
去问他们他们的观念。
Ask them if is our home a place where vibrant faith is being produced.
去问他们是否在我们家里有这样活泼的信心。
Amen.
Amen.
It will surprise you what they say to you.
你会非常惊讶地发现他们如何对你问题的回答。
Let me give you three practices.
让我给大家三个实际的例子。
Number one, start with yourself.
第一个是从你开始。
Start with yourself.
从你自己开始。
For me personally,
对我个人来说，
it's in the morning for me.
早上是我最重要的时刻。
If I don't get my time with God in the morning, I lose the day.
如果我早上不跟神亲近，我就失去了整天。
It starts in the morning for me.
对我来讲，从早上开始。
5:30，
大概五点五点半。
The alarm goes off。
当闹钟响的时候。
I get some coffee。
我先喝杯咖啡。
It's hard for me to meet with God without coffee。
如果没有咖啡，我很难清醒。
Well, I think heaven will have caffeine。
我相信天上有很多这个咖啡因。
And I open the Bible。
我打开我的圣经。
And God meets with me。
然后神就与我相遇。
The children are not awake.
孩子还在休息。
My wife is not awake.
我太太也还在睡觉。
But God is awake.
但是神永远是醒着。
And he begins to speak.
他开始对我的说话。
And I have a notebook.
我有一本笔记本。
That I'm writing ideas down.
我把我的得着写下来。
Some mornings.
有些早晨
I spend about 30 to 40 minutes in the Word.
有的时候我花30到40分钟
I take my coffee and I walk my neighborhood.
我有时候拿着咖啡在我的社区巡走
And I'm praying for my neighbors.
我为我的社区祷告
Not many lights are on.
大部分的灯还是关着
But God is speaking to me.
但是神已经对我在说话
New Hope.
北区华人教会
It is the best part of the day.
这是最美好的一天
Because God is speaking into my spirit.
因为神对我的灵来说话。
And when God speaks into my spirit, it's very difficult for me to just keep it to myself. I will have to distribute that.
Yeah. 如果神对我的灵在说话的话，我没有办法拒绝他，我必须把这样的信息也传给别人。
Because when the word of God comes alive in us,
当神的话在我们里面生根发芽的时候，
it will begin to spread.
它就开始会扩散。
So start with yourself.
所以从你自己开始。
Number two.
第二。
Connect with others.
跟别人来联合。
One of the most powerful ways to reach people is to invite them into your home.
最好跟别人联合的结合的方式就是邀请他们进到你的家里。
I have not been to David's house yet, but if I were to go to David's house, it would be an amazing time.
牧师还没有来过我们家，但是如果他来到我们家，他会有很美好的时光。
So let me ask you, if I go to David's house, what am I going to be watching?
所以你们认为他来到我们家，你认为他第一个要看什么？
I'm going to be watching the way that he talks to his wife.
首先他会看我跟我太太怎么说，师母怎么说话。
I'm going to be watching the way his wife talks to him.
他会看到师母怎么对我来说话。
I'm going to be watching the way his children talk to him.
他会看到我的儿女怎么对我来说话。
I'm going to be watching the way he talks to his children.
他会看到我们怎么跟我们的儿女说话。
And I'm watching all of that.
我会看这些所有的事情。
Because when we get inside of our homes,
当我们回到家的时候，
our faith is alive in our homes.
我们的信心应该活在我们的生活当中。
The food is served.
Yeah, 食物是被摆上了。
And in my house, if you come to my house,
如果你来到我的家，
we will hold hands before we eat.
我们会握着手在我们吃饭之前。
So if you don't know the Lord,
如果你不知道神的话，
and you come to my house,
你来到我家的话，
we're going to hold hands,
我也会握着你的手，
and we're going to pray before the food.
我们会在用餐之前先祷告。
Church, these are powerful things.
教会需要这些大能的事情。
Because what are you showing the people around you?
你怎么样让周围人感受到呢？就是神是我们的生命的中心。
We humble ourselves.
我们要谦卑在神的面前。
And then we talk.
然后我们可以祷告，我们可以
讲话。David, tell us your story.
让我跟你们讲一个故事。
Ernie, tell me your story.
Yeah, 让你告诉我你的故事。
And as we begin to tell our stories, what happens?
然后我们互相分享故事，你知道结果是怎么样呢？
What happens?
什么结果呢？
Our lives begin to connect.
我们的生命就联合在一起了。
And David's story becomes my story.
我的故事变成他的故事。
And my story becomes David's story.
牧师的故事成为我的故事。
So now I'm no longer the neighbor that lives across the street whose dog always barks in the middle of the night.
所以我不再只是一个旁边的邻居，我的狗一天到晚的在那边狂叫。
David now becomes a brother.
我们变成了主内的弟兄。
And I care for him.
而且我们互相的关怀。
And when I see him walking in the neighborhood,
当我看到他在社区走路的时候，
I don't just wave to him.
我不只是跟他摇摇手而已。
This is what friendliness looks like in the woodlands.
这只是友善的手势。
Or maybe this.
或者是这样。
But now I stop.
但是我现在会停下来。
I roll my window down.
我把我的车窗摇下来。
Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, 大卫，你好吗？
Thank you so much for the other night.
谢谢你，为那一天晚上我们有美好交通感谢。
It was wonderful to be together.
Yeah, 我们在一起真的是美好的时光。
That is powerful.
这是非常的有能力的。
In America, you know how you define evangelism?
在美国，你知道怎么样认定什么是宣教呢？
Relationships.
就是彼此的关系。
Evangelism is all about relationships.
其实宣教最重要的就是我们的关系。
Here is a very disturbing statistic to me.
现在有一个很令人震惊的这个统计数字。
And let me ask you if this is true.
我问你们，这是不是真的？
The statistics say,
在统计上说，
that most people that come from another culture outside of America,
从美国以外地区来到这里的，他们的文化，
they never get invited into a host culture's home.
他们很难得被当地的人邀请进入他们的家中。
The story goes of a Chinese student that was studying in America.
有的故事说，来美国的中国的留学生。
He was here for 2 years.
他们在这里有两年。
He finished his studies. He went back to China.
他们完成他们的学业回中国。
And when he left to go home, he left a big suitcase in his dorm room.
他们离开的时候留了很多大的皮箱在他们的宿舍里面。
And his roommate opened up the suitcase.
当他的室友打开他的皮箱的时候。
And inside the suitcase was many, many gifts and toys.
在那个皮箱里面都是充满了礼物跟玩具。
And his roommate asked him, he said, what are you doing with these?
他的室友就问他说，你这些是什么东西？
And he said, my family gave these for me to give.To other families when I was in their homes, but I was never invited to their homes.
这是我带来的礼物，是给很多朋友，但是他们从来没有邀请我进入他们的家中。
Wow. God has called you as a community to not just reach other Chinese.
神呼召我们，进入这个社区，不是只是针对着华人。
God has called us as a community.To reach the community, whatever that community is.
神让我们在这个社区当中，让我们能够外展跟社区来接触，不管他是什么样的人。
And one of the best ways to do that.
那最好的方式来行。
Can you come to our house for dinner?
你就邀请他来你们家用餐。
Can we get together?
我们可以在一起吗？
And it is powerful.
这是非常有能力的。
Third thing is pray.
第三是不住的祷告。
Pray continuously.
不住的祷告。
I want to do a little bit of evaluation.
我想要做一些简短的这个问卷。
I want you to analyze your spiritual fire right now.
我想要问大家，你现在属灵的境况如何？
Be honest.
你要诚实的来回答这些问题。
Is your fire out?
你的火已经熄灭了吗？
Has it been such a long time?
是否这已经很久以前的事情了？
Since the real fire of God.
在之前你曾经有火在你里面。
Most of us in here can remember back when there was a time in our lives where our faith was alive.
我相信你们都还记得你们的信心在被神点燃燃烧的时候是什么情形。
Praying was easy.
那时候祷告是非常容易的。
Reading the Bible was easy.
读圣经也是非常容易。
Fellowship was easy.
团契也是非常。
Our hearts were open to God.
因为我们的心向神敞开。
But that fire is gone now.
但是现在火已经熄灭了。
Yeah, it might be smoldering.
可能还有一点烟。
It might be dim.
可能只是一个微小的火。
It might be lit.
可能还在烧着。
And there's some of you in here today.
但是我相信你们当中。
That fire is raging.
我相信你们的火还在炙热的猛烧。
Praise God.
感谢主。
May God develop within all of us.
愿神把这样的心智放在我每个人的心中。
Let me tell you about my friend Chad.
让我跟你们分享一下我的朋友查德。
Chad did not grow up in a Christian home.
查德他并不是在基督教的家庭长大。
He did not have the kind of father that we're talking about today.
他没有像我们一样当中你们这些父亲。
Never went to church.
他从来没有去过教会。
Got married.
他结婚了。
Married a good girl.
很好的找到很好的女孩子。
Somewhat like him.
很像他。
And then he had his first baby.
然后他们有了第一个孩子。
And he went to the hospital.
然后他们去了医院。
And it was a baby girl.
是一个很好看的一个小女孩。
And he's holding that baby girl in his hands.
他抱着这个女婴在他的手中。
And as he held that baby girl in his hands, he thought back to how he was born.
他就想到说他是怎么样长大的。
And he said, I don't want to repeat where I came from.
他说我不希望发生在我身上的事情也发生在我的女孩身上。
The very next Sunday,
第二个早晨，
he and his wife, they joined a church.
他们第二天早晨他们就进入了教会。
And when he came to that church, he gave his life to Jesus.
当他们去到教会，他们就把他们的生命交给了主。
And he got baptized.
然后他们接受了浸礼。
And he went to that church, and the pastor was faithful to preach the scriptures.
当他去了那个教会，因为那个牧师他坚定地传讲神的信息。
And the next generation followed after God because Chad made a decision to follow after God.
他的女儿从此就跟随了主，因为他的父母跟随了主。
Amen.
我们向主献上感恩。
The choices that we make today,
所以我们今天就要做出这样的决定。
Will affect the choices of our children.
因为我们的决定会影响到我们的儿女。
And the next generation,
甚至于我们的下一代。
Amen.
Amen.
So what is your choice today?
所以什么是你的选择呢?
We're getting ready to pray.
我们马上都要进入祷告。
And there might be some of you that are here today.
很多可能你们来到今天的时候。
And you enjoy being around the Chinese community.
你可能对于华人社区很有兴趣。
And there's strength in that.
当然这个是可以坚定我们。
Praise God for that.
我也为神向神献上感恩。
But New Hope is not just about the Chinese community.
但是北区华人教会不只是华人。
New Hope is about the Jesus community.
我们的新希望是在基督耶稣的身上。
And the Jesus community is powerful.
而且主耶稣的社群是一个非常有能力的社群。
And there might be some of you here today that have never given your life to Jesus.
可能你们当中还没有把你们生命交给主。
There might be some of you here
可能有些人
that have given your life to Jesus.
你们已经把生命交给主了。
But the American dream
但是还在追寻美国梦
has been victorious over the Jesus dream in your life.
仍然胜过你基督徒的生命。
And today might be a day to just say, God, I repent.
今天应该是你来悔改的日子。
And there might be some of you here today
可能有些人
that you're walking very good.
你走路很好。
Praise God.
我们向主献上感恩。
Your decision today
你的决定
is to find some other people in the church
是找到其他的人。
To walk with them.
跟他们一起行走。
To journey with them.
一起跟他们同奔天路。
To come alongside.
一起来奔跑。
Every man,
每一个,
every woman,
每一个弟兄,
every
每一位姐妹,
family,
每一个家庭,
needs a mentor in their life.
需要属灵的, 导师。
And some of you that have been walking with Jesus for a long time,
很多人你们已经跟随主多年了。
Find some people.
找到你的同伴。
To walk with them.
跟他们一起走。
It will be the biggest decision that you have ever made.
这将是你生命中最重要的一个决定。
Father, we come before you today.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前。
And we thank you, God, for Jesus Christ.
我们为主耶稣献上我们的感恩。
And we are Christians today.
我们是基督徒。
Not because of anything that we have done.
不是因为我们做了什么。
It's not because of our good behavior.
不是因为我们的好行为。
It's not because of our personality.
不是因为我们的好的品性。
We are Christians today because of what Christ has done for us.
我们成为基督徒是因为主耶稣的作为。
And I pray God that in our homes and that in our families,
我们向神祈求
the fire of God would begin to build.
神的火在我们家中燃烧。
That there would be decisions made by mothers and fathers.
真的是让父母都能做出正确的决定。
To raise their children.
去教养他们的儿女
to follow after God.
去跟随主。
I pray one day for my three daughters.
我向神祷告我三个女儿。
That God, because of being raised in our home, they are different kind of people because of that.
因为我三个女儿在家我们的家里长大，她们跟别人是不一样的。
And Lord, I also pray for New Hope Church.
我也为北区华人教会祷告。
And I thank you for what you're doing here.
谢谢你在这边所成就的大事。
And we believe, God, that you have brought people from China to the U.S. not by accident.
我们相信你把我们从世界各地带来不是偶然的。
But for a purpose.
而是有你的目的。
And God, I pray that you would increase our courage to share our faith to people around us.
我们求神，你赐给我们胆量跟勇气，可以去向别人来也来传扬福音。
In your mighty name, we pray.
奉你的大名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们把时间交。